All right, so we have a lead. Not that it matters, but we have the lead.
I know, but it's just nice to fuck you, Baltimore.
We'll give them the Baltimore handshake.
What's that?
You weren't on that trip. You don't know what it was.
No, I was going to say, what is the Baltimore handshake?
So we showed up. We were. So the Baltimore handshake is we went to the Baltimore game in 2010 for Bivens bachelor party. And this was the night before. A few guys showed up. On one night, I showed up the next day, but they showed up the next night, and we were staying at the Hampton Inn, which is in this little section that's right by Camden Yards, the baseball stadium. There's a Hampton Inn right there. There's maybe another hotel, and there's a few bars. There's a bar called Pickles, another bar called something, and Camden Yards, the baseball stadium, is right there. And you walk around Camden Yards, there's a short little walkway to M&T Bank Stadium, which is where the Ravens play. It's a nice little area. If we're going to stay anywhere, we stayed in a good spot. So apparently they were out that night at Pickles, and it was a late night, and they came outside, and they saw this guy, drunk, just kind of sitting on the curb, sidewalk. Okay. And they see this girl sitting right there, but kind of like he's sitting on the curb. She's kind of like sitting next to him, but her hand's kind of draped over. And apparently she was just jerking him off right there on the curb. So that's what we call the Baltimore handshake.
Look at that guy. What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating right now, I'm going to go with a 5.
Woo!
Yeah. It's a Thursday night game. I hit the bar because they don't air it on local TV up in Cowboy Country.
Cowboy Country!
Yeehaw! No, my eyes are not too far apart. And we had a few drinks. And now
we're... You and a lot of Saints fans tonight.
Right. Yeah, all three of us. And so, we've been waiting so long for tonight. We were all like, oh my god, 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 oh my god. And it only took about 3 minutes into the game to become, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah.
So, are we concerned? Do we know who's on our team with so many new players? I mean, how many times tonight did you see a play and you were like, just show me the name on the back of that guy's jersey so I can know who made a good play or a bad play? Is our defense truly something to be concerned about? I mean, this, lots of other things to discuss, so put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm having a tough time keeping my hands and legs inside.
Are you flailing them freely?
The train.
Yeah, pandemonium!
I was for a while. I was for a while. I'll go with a 3. Like you, very excited to watch the game. I came home after work today, sat on the couch, got to watch the end of the first round of the PGA Championship, which is the last golf major of the day, and I'm like, holy shit, I got to watch an hour of this and then Saints football tonight. It's going to be pretty great, right? Well, once the game started, like you said, it only took a few minutes for me to stop checking Twitter for a while. Look,
I'm not distracted.
Look, you can't... Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, you can't overreact to, not only just the preseason game, but the first preseason game, which is when you're going to look your worst. But it definitely
Baltimore
was not...
didn't look their worst.
It definitely was not encouraging, and then when you factor in some of the injuries that happened tonight, Not ideal. Not ideal. And of course, I'm Mr. Optimism when it comes to Saints. Like, fuck all this negative talk, especially over the last week when there's been an abundance of some negative talk that's come out. I'm like, I mean, come on. You know, settle down. We're still fans, blah, blah. But tonight's beginning was not encouraging at all. If you're a Saints fan, even though it's just the preseason, it was a little frustrating.
Well, we're not going to go into this year's regular season with the confidence that we did last year. But let's move right into game recap. Yes, it's our first segment or section of game recap since the season.
And you did say segment first. So
I did. I know. But I was referencing.
Of course, of course.
Game recap. I guess the first thing. Let me throw out there. CJ Spiller didn't even travel with the team. What's up with that? Ooh-wee! What's up with that?
I'm okay with it. If he's got a little something tweaked, no reason to have him play the first game. I mean, Breeze was fully healthy and didn't even play the first game, so that's fine. Spiller is going to be too important of a piece of our offense to risk anything at this point.
And I said he didn't travel with the team. I don't know that. He just didn't dress out.
No. I'm pretty sure he didn't travel with the team. I thought I saw somebody show that on Twitter. But Colson dressed out, didn't play. Breeze dressed out, didn't play. So it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
For Spiller or not.
And maybe they're just so confident in him and didn't want him to get hurt.
Well, there's no reason for him to, you know, you want him to play maybe week two, week three. That's kind of when you're looking at, especially if he's...
Let's see if Hightower's going to make the team, right?
I guess. I mean, Kyrie Robinson looked pretty good tonight.
Dude, Kyrie Robinson, we got him. All right, so that's a good segue right into it. Kyrie Robinson, I took a few game notes here, and I've got three check marks. Next to Kyrie Robinson's name, which means at least three plays that I was just like, yeah. And one of them was a touchdown.
Look, he ran hard. He had a great catch for that touchdown when he made it in. Made some good moves. But I started taking notes during the game. I stopped after. It's like I was going to try to be in depth tonight. So like first Baltimore drive. I even wrote the headline. Had four lines. They marched down the field 8 minutes, no issues, totally sliced through our defense. So I've got...
Well, it's your fault. It's when you decided to start taking notes on games.
So I've got, you know, Baltimore running backs out of the backfield. We didn't have anybody there multiple times. Another question. How does Joe Flacco scramble for 20 yards and get the first down? First penalty on Browner. And then Baltimore marched right down the field, touchdown after, you know, fourth and one. But it was an 8-minute drive. And we had a lot of our starters in. Keenan Lewis didn't play. Akeem Hicks didn't play. But other than that, we had all our starters, and they just made it look easy. We didn't have any kind of pass rush. And then, to make matters worse, Browner gets hit on the knee by Kakaha's helmet. Now, he walked off the field, but then he got carted off into the locker room, so...
What do you think that means?
I mean... Hopefully, I just want it to not be a ligament tear. That's all I want, is for not to be an ACL tear. If it's like a bone bruise or if
How much
it's
are we paying? How much did we bring him in for?
3 years, $15 million. I mean, basically $5 million a season we brought him in for. Not a long-term deal, but like $5 million a season.
Delvin Bro got hurt.
Right, and then he makes a good pass breakup. It kind of lands awkwardly, and then he goes out, so... I mean, at this point, I don't know when we're going to find out what the results of their injuries are, but let's hope to God neither of these are serious, because if it is, this is just a devastating...
I really hope that we don't have, like, a 40-year drought between Super Bowl. You know, how long did it take us to win our first Super Bowl? 42 years?
44.
44 years? I hope it's not an every 44-year curse.
It might be, Rabbit. It might be.
I mean, and then Ellerby left with an injury.
Yeah, and He made a good play on third and goal, made a stop, and then he something with his foot, so now he's out. Look, I'm not as worried about
out maybe like till the regular season starts.
I'm more worried about the two defensive backs going out than I am about Ellerbe, because Ellerbe was already coming off an injury. We've had Anthony that's going to be the starter off the bat.
I'm sure we could get Corey White back. He's not doing anything.
Well, he's in Dallas. I don't know what they're doing over there.
Oh. Patrick Robinson? What's he doing?
I don't want... Stop. No.
Well?
No. You say Patrick Robinson, I instantly say no. Like, he's about to rape me, and I'm like, no.
Now, why did PJ...
No means no.
All right, so... Tell that to Darren Sharper.
Oh, jeez. Or Bill Cosby.
Or Bill... Right. With the jello pudding.
When you say the no, do you really mean the yes?
Jeez. Okay, we're insensitive. So,
Look, Bill Cosby's an asshole, okay? I'm not condoning what he did. I'm just trying to make a funny.
Right. I got you. I'm picking up what you put.
Bill Cosby is a complete 100% asshole.
Right.
Don't confuse anything.
Right. Okay. So, all right. If Browner and Bro are both injured.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's next? What's next? Who's next on?
P.J. Williams.
Which who didn't come either.
Right. Is nicked up. He didn't play. So you've got Damian Swan, who played and did get an interception tonight, but he also had a couple of pass interference penalties and illegal contact penalties.
So maybe it's a good thing that they waived Glenn Foster today or yesterday and picked up.
Wait, no. They waived Glenn Foster a while ago.
Oh, okay.
A few days ago.
Okay, but then picked up a defensive back.
Cornerback. We won't know until the
results. Foresight of Sean Payton.
I wouldn't think Delvin Bro's injury is as serious as Browner's injury, but we won't know until Payton decides he might want to tell us something.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, oh, yeah, a knee. Okay.
So additional game notes I want to throw out there during game recap is it took us 20 minutes to get a first down.
Well, again, Breeze didn't play, and Spiller wasn't in there, and Colston didn't play.
Which does that not speak to how fucked we are without Drew Brees as a team?
Well, I think any Saints fan will say, well, yes, clearly. I mean, that's not...
Yeah, but I would still...
Hold on. That's not a fucking surprise.
No.
We all know... Without Drew Brees... Without Drew Brees, we are lucky to win four games.
Could I finish? Okay, I'm finished. No, what I'm saying is, even without Drew Brees, I would expect anybody to get at least a first down in the first quarter. Period.
But you're also playing without one of your top flight running backs, and
doesn't matter.
Well, it didn't
get
happen.
A fucking first. Their first drive was 3 fucking yards, which scares me because this is reminiscent of last year. Think about how many games last year, even with Drew Brees, our first drives resulted in 3 and punts.
Oh, but this is also the first preseason game where you're not so much worried about... You're not as much worried about getting first downs as you are about trying shit out. You know,
I'll concede that, but the fact that we started so many games last year with the offensive drive being 3 and punt, I'm worried. I don't know what it is. Are we predictable?
No, our offensive line play suffered last year. I think that was the big reason. But also
carried over nothing that we supposedly addressed from the offseason, and I realize this is a preseason game.
You're totally overreacting right now.
Then call me overreaction guy.
Okay, overreaction.
But this is all basically, I feel like nothing has changed from the last game of last season. It's almost like no time has passed.
If you were talking about the defense, I would say yeah.
I'm talking about both.
I don't know. I'm not worried about the offense right now.
All right. Ingram, how'd you feel about Ingram, the limited time we saw him tonight?
I mean, I'm not worried about anything on the offensive side of the ball. I'm just not. Josh Hill had a couple nice catches. Had a couple nice catches. It was interesting that Coleman didn't get snaps until the second half.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, I don't know. Everybody seems to think that he's the automatic number three, but he.
Maybe they're waiting until next week and giving him that tune spot where
Or maybe it's a little penalty for the little practical joke he played last week where he signed some autographs as Colston. He made people think he was Colston and signed Colston, and they had to come back and apologize for it.
I doubt that. I think that's funny.
No, but I think you never know with Sean Payton. He may be like, you know what, don't pull this shit.
Well, let him play, Sean. So let's talk about Brandon Cooks. So he went out of bounds on that would-be touchdown catch, right?
Yeah, he still caught it, but he did go out of bounds first and had the penalty on him first.
I'm very encouraged that he caught it.
But
he's
got
to
notice
traffic.
He did, but he also had the. But I mean,
sure.
On that one play, he's got to notice the inbounds. He can't allow himself to be pushed out of bounds by a little measly cornerback.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm glad he caught it, like kind of in traffic too. I mean,
it wasn't really in traffic. It was a good catch. I wouldn't say in traffic, but it was a good catch.
Well, the guy was all draped on him, I thought. But
that's not called traffic. That's called good coverage.
All right, whatever. Good point.
He also had the short catch that he turned into like a 30-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
And that was nice when you got to see Unger and Armstead come out and throw some good blocks. Like, that's the typical Saints, kind of like the screen pass
right.
Saints play that we're used to where you toss it out.
Right?
Right. And our linemen come out and throw some good blocks. That was a nice play to see on offense.
So Sean Payton is the master of the screen pass. Well, so the question, though, is that going to ultimately be a C.J. Spiller play or Cooks play? Or maybe you don't know. We're going to buttonhook you. You don't know what's going to happen.
Is it Spiller? Is it Cooks? Call me. Tell me. I don't know.
We need to get a Deke on here for that.
Right. But no, I mean, we know how to run a screen pass. If we have the right offensive lineman to do it, we're going to be fine. Like I said,
it's nice to see that we could be successful with a screen pass without.
But I'm not, like I said, I'm not worried about our offense is fine. Like, I am totally comfortable. We're going to be a top 10 offense.
Okay, well then let's talk about the defense.
No matter what.
Let's talk about the defense then. The defense
was terrible tonight.
Couldn't stop a baby from crawling into the end zone.
Couldn't stop anything. Couldn't stop anything, and it's, as much as I was, trying to be optimistic about the defensive line and not trying to give in to all the negativity that's come out, man, we just got gashed, and we couldn't get any pass rush. And look, I know our starters only played a couple series, but I don't, you know, obviously, I don't want to overreact to just the first
Good,
game.
So our starters sucked, and then the depth behind them sucked, too.
Well, we got a little better towards the end, but then we're also going against their second.
But you're guys that are not going to be on the team.
Right, right, right. I agree.
And we'll never see a play. It's, I mean, you.
Look, the only good.
Like we said in the intro.
Yeah. I guess the only good thing I could say is that at least it happened the first game when we're typically going to be our worst. And, you know, maybe it's a wake-up call or maybe it's just something where, look, obviously we have big problems here. Like, I was kind of being optimistic. I don't
know.
I'm
going to throw it out there. Is it cause for concern? Are we alarmed yet? What level is this? What level on the alarming scale is this? Are we yellow, orange, red?
Whatever a level three is, I'll go to level three yet.
On
I'm not
a scale
ready.
Of what, 1 to 4? Or
no. Some of you would think that, but from 1 to 10, I would say just a 2 or a 3 right now. It's not a cause for total panic
five
yet.
5 or 10.
But the next two games are going to be really important.
Answer. Is it, what is your scale? 10?
Yeah, I'm a 3 out of 10.
Just like the Dome Patrol podcast scale.
Yeah, fuck this color bullshit.
Okay, so you're picking a 2 or 3 concern. I'm picking a 5.
Okay, it's a little early to me. It's a little early for a 5.
Well, but have you taken into consideration the practice that the infamous practice?
We've had only 2. That's another thing that fucking bothers me. We have had just 2 weeks of practice. They're only like 60 or 70% installed of whatever they're going to do.
All right, tell me a team that you know of that had these issues and won the Super Bowl.
Well, I have no idea because I don't follow other teams like I follow the Saints. I don't know what the Giants look like after 2 weeks. I don't know what.
But
the,
we've never.
I don't know what Seattle looks like after 2 weeks. You're not going to hear it because we're not in Seattle.
Right, but
we're not
you
Washington.
Have never
not,
seen
whatever.
A Saints team with these kinds of problems under Sean Payton's regime.
Oh, we kind of have.
In really?
We kind of have.
In 09?
Yeah. Go back to 06. We looked pitiful the first couple weeks in 06.
All right. Well, I hope that happens again.
Now, granted, that was the total, you know, the first year of the regime, but we looked, after the first couple weeks, we still thought we were like a six-win team.
My question is, if we do another losing season this year, do you start to question if we need a coaching change? Is it too early to talk about that?
I don't think we need a head coaching change. Something that's going to happen.
Definitely a defensive coordinator change if the losses are
well,
his
right.
fault.
If our defense is still like 26th or 7th in the league, yeah, Rob Ryan's gone. It's just that's the way it's going to be. But something to be factored in this year with the replacement, you know, over the last year or basically 2 years of kind of like replacing a lot of guys that have been here for a while and making a change and bringing in all these young guys, there's going to be a year of learning for a lot of these young, you know, the rookies, the guys, whoever makes the team. We think they'll have talent, but it's going to take a little bit of time for them
didn't
to
take that time get in 06.
But we also had some veterans in here. It wasn't so many rookies in here.
But we've got veterans too.
Not as many. Not on the defensive side where we really need the change.
All right.
I mean, we're bringing in a lot of youth here. Look, being a lot of young guys, they're going to make some rookie mistakes, and we're going to have to be able to live with that. The key is, can we get by in the first half of the season while they're learning, and then when the second half of the season rolls around, we really start to get it and can go on a little run and get hot at the end.
All right, good point. So my next question then is the distant field goal this year, right? Or extra point, I should say, not field goal. How far did they push it back?
It's like a 33-yarder now.
Yeah, I have to say. Every time I knew they scored a touchdown, but every time they'd be kicking it, I'm expecting to see the little point score go up by 3 because it's so far away.
Right, it is. it's definitely interesting.
I'm like, wait, I thought we scored. Why are we kicking a field goal?
Right.
It's an adjustment. And, hey, I mean, I know the Saints probably more than most other teams, like, since we're auditioning kickers, they're not all guaranteed. One of them looked like it was out before I saw the guys throw his hands up.
Well,
Hopkins, I think his name is.
No, Hopkins was the one who made our extra points. I was surprised because they gave Hawker all the attempts in the second half. Now he missed his first one, which is like 50, but then he made two, like, you know, over 40 yards. Yep. I thought they'd give Hopkins at least a try because Hopkins made his extra points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't get any attempts, but I would at least like to see him get an attempt.
On a field goal.
Yeah, on a long one, since we had enough. You know, if it really is a battle between the two.
And if you're looking for a guy who can make both the longs and the field goal, the extra points.
Right.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's going to change the role of kicker, right? I mean.
No, not really.
Okay. Any last comments on game recap before we move on?
Too many fucking penalties.
Hmm.
Way too many penalties tonight, and that's sloppy football, and that is...
Which also speaks to the practice problem.
That is disconcerting with the sloppiness and the penalties tonight.
I know you like them extra sloppy.
We're like, look, as much as... Now, I've joked, like, hey, it's not... Maybe it's not a real cause for our issues, but the fucking Greenbrier, two straight years...
Wait, the fuck it's not? It is a cause for concern. What the fuck is up with the Sean... No, fuck the Greenbrier. What's up with the Sean Payton coach team with a lack of discipline? When it happens 1 year, you have outside other reasons to concern, to cause for concern. When it happens in multiple years, especially two in a row, you got to start looking at the head coach and the leadership of this team. The fuck, Sean? What are you focused on?
Well,
the fuck?
The good news is that this kind of issue cropped up in the first preseason game, so obviously they know it's a problem.
Well, create your fucking crisis, as you talk about in your book. Otherwise, the Houdat Nation is loyal as long as you're winning, but once you start to display signs of weakness, it's time to move on. I mean, no one person is bigger than the Saints. And if you can't keep this going, you're going to find yourselves in the Les Miles fan club. And I'm not trying to look for our listeners who are listening. I'm not turning on Sean. But what I am saying is he's the one who says a crisis is what separates the men from the boys, right? Well, Sean, this is your crisis.
Well, I don't think
not
he says that. I don't think he says that specifically.
Well, but he does say you need a crisis.
Well, he says you need it. Okay. He never said this is what separates the men from the boys.
All right, so I'm putting words in his mouth.
Well, you are a fucking five.
Yes. But I guess my point is, Sean, this is your personal crisis now. Like, you have something to solve. Like, get your team under control, man. Like, go back to the basics. I thought that's what you've been preaching this whole offseason, and here we are. Same old shit from last year. It's like nothing has changed. Different personnel, same result. That tells me it's a coaching problem, not a not a player problem.
The one thing that you can say about NFL coaching.
I know I'm overreacting because it's game one in the preseason.
The one thing that you can say about NFL coaching in general is that normally, you know, coaches come in, even the good ones, come in, have some success, but usually by like year 10, 11, 12, it just, for some reason, it just ends. You know, Belichick notwithstanding, because this is like his year 15, normally coaches kind of have like a 10-year lifespan where they have it, and then once you get past that, they just, even the successful, even the ones that win Super Bowls, you know, they'll stay on for a while, but they never go back and have the success that they had before. So it is a question of has he lost it? I mean, I'd like to think that he hasn't.
Well,
because obviously he's the best coach in our team's history, and I love him. You know, we all love him, and we want to see us get another title before he's done. But there is a possibility that for some reason he just doesn't have it anymore.
Well, and maybe it comes down – it's part of like – and you can it's that whole thing of like he's comfortable, he's created his system, it's there, but
– But even when we – this offseason was when we shook things up and we said – hey, we need to get back to what it was before. I get you.
And I wonder, though, with the NFL, if
– maybe it's not
possible. In today's NFL, you can't reinvent as much as a new coach coming in would and could.
I hate to
say this early. I mean, we haven't even seen
it. Right. I mean, obviously, this is complete overreaction after just one preseason.
Absolutely. Well, I guess – right, and to me, maybe we shouldn't be talking about Sean so much until at least week like 8 of the regular season.
Look, I'm
so,
not. I'm
so
not.
let's make a commitment here that we're not going to talk about Sean until then.
Okay.
But I will say, Rob Ryan.
Well, he's definitely got something to
worry. Is on notice.
Oh, of course he, 100%.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, which leads us into, which let me just go right into then, if you have nothing else on Game Recap, which leads us into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
And the biggest headline is...
Is the Jets quarterback getting punched in the mouth?
No, that's NFL reach round, but headline-wise, the Saints headline, is... the practice, I'm going to call it, because I would imagine that everyone listening already knows about what we're talking about. Otherwise, you're just not paying attention. But in general, the Saints had a practice where the defense looked like the Bad News Bears. They looked like the worst assembly of football players, like they'd never communicated with one another on a series of four drives. They had two plays where they had too many men on the field. One where two guys ran into each other trying to get into position before the play. And another one where they had not enough men on the field. Coaches are yelling over each other trying to see whatever's what. Sean Payton's pissed off. Rob Ryan's embarrassed. What the fuck? And then we have this tonight where Baltimore just fucking walks all over the defense. I mean... That's why, you know, you said earlier tonight you have a 2. I have a 5. Maybe a 6.
I had a 3.
Or a 3.
I'm
sorry. I'm confusing your drunk scale number with your defensive worrisome number.
Well, I think I was a 3 in both.
So, I mean, like, what the fuck?
It's just I'm a little nervous. I'm not completely nervous because it is the first 2 weeks of camp. It's where you're going to have problems, and you have the next 3 weeks to fix it. You know, we still have time to fix it. Obviously, the key is whether they can or not, because there are issues. But, look, training camp is for, you know, getting stuff installed, and making mistakes, and fixing it by the time the season starts. You know, that's why you have 4 preseason games and not just 2. That's what Peyton said. You know, 4 is the good number, because sometimes it takes that long for your team to start clicking, especially when you have so much turnover that you've had. You know, it's not just going to come right away, especially the first couple of weeks, which of course we're overreacting because in the Twitter world and the constant news cycle, we're going to overreact to every single day of practice that we see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
every snap.
Look, think about it. The first regular season game is still 1 full month from tonight. Right now is August 13th. The first regular season game is not until September 13th.
I hear you.
We still have a full month.
And it's funny you say, I love the fact that you do bring that up because this almost belongs in overanalyze this more than anything because if you're on Twitter and you're following these tweeting assholes that follow the Saints. You're getting overhyped or underhyped based on the fact by hey, Colston caught a pass today. Hey, you heard about this? CJ Spiller took a handoff today. Ellaby made a tackle.
Especially when guys tweet vines of a lineman running into the freaking tackling dummy, like, okay, good, thanks, Dick. like really? Like, what the fuck is that gonna do?
Some
guy tackles a dummy.
Hey, you seen that quarterback challenge today?
Right.
hey, Brandon Coleman caught a pass. Think he'd be number 3.
I mean, I get it. I guess that's what the world is today. But even like tonight, once the Saints were down 14,
this just in. Player just took a shower.
I had to hop off Twitter.
Drew Brees got on the plane.
Oh, jeez. I hopped off Twitter for a while
where
today.
I just constantly interrupt you.
Yeah, that's our Twitter segment.
Yeah.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Drew Brees just did this.
Right.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Yeah, Jalen just tugged his dad.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Saints are going 2-14 after this debacle in the first quarter. I had to get off Twitter for a while tonight because I just couldn't. I wasn't ready for
you. I've learned I cannot watch Twitter and watch a game at the same time. Period.
If we're winning, it's fun. But if we're losing, it is terrible.
Mm.
It is absolutely the worst thing to be on
it's
Saints Twitter.
To watch. And maybe we do a whole separate segment next week on that. Let's do that. Let's table that.
Okay.
Because it's a good off season, like right heading into the season. But
it's definitely its own animal, and man, it's definitely
sure it is.
It gets frustrating,
but it's a new phenomena that you have to embrace. Okay. Next headline is not game related. Morten Anderson. We haven't talked about this since our last
show. No, we haven't.
Morten Anderson is going to be the newest member of the Saints Ring of Honor.
That's right. I think we kind of figured he would be the next guy in, right?
I don't know that.
Well, I know Damon always thought it would be Bobby, but Bobby, newsflash, Bobby ain't getting in.
And I thought you always thought it would be Aaron Brooks.
That's a stupid joke Damon made up.
I know, but with him not here, I have to represent.
That's fine. You can represent whatsoever, but I've never officially said that. Damon just likes to bring it up like I think I said it.
Right.
and I guess maybe I'll allow him to because I'm going to let him have his fun.
Well, you know. Right.
But,
it's funny. So, all right, Morten Anderson, I think this is a great selection.
Well, of course.
And
he's the ultimate leading scorer in the NFL.
Well, but it's funny that, like, when I do think of Saints Hall of Famers, until they brought him up, like now I can't not think about him. But before they ever brought him in, I don't know that he was in my top 10.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, granted, I'm looking at like 09 to now, or 06.
But you have to exclude the current regime right now.
Mm.
Excluding the current regime, you know, because these guys won't be eligible.
Who would I put in before Morton Anderson, current regime?
Maybe Sam Mills? Maybe.
Yeah, but because he died from cancer more than anything.
Well, he was great.
Yeah, but he was great in Carolina, too.
Fuck Carolina.
I know, but...
But, I mean, other than that, who would you... In terms of who meant more to the Saints for his tenure here, Morton Anderson was...
I didn't say that. I didn't.
He was our.
I'm ashamed.
He was our number one offensive weapon
of myself
for decades.
Not thinking of him.
Did you not write him a letter when you were a kid?
No, I wrote a letter to Tyrone Hughes.
Oh, right. Obviously, you made the right choice.
Shit. I think he's selling insurance somewhere.
Right. Right.
No, I mean, yeah, now that the Saints bring him up, I'm like, well, sure, there's no one better. How awesome is he, right?
Well, it's not like we didn't know it.
Well, what's his stats as a Saint?
He played 13 years for the Saints. He's the Saints' all-time leading scorer. But I don't know if – I don't know how that works when you compare, like, quarterbacks to – because with all the touchdowns Breeze has, like, maybe quarterbacks – I don't know how technically that works.
Do you know what kind of NFL records he holds?
I don't know. I don't.
Number one, he holds the record for most games played in a career.
Okay.
382.
Shit, he played like 27 seasons or something.
Most field goals attempted in a career, 709. Most points in a career.
Look, that's why I think...
Saints, not just the Saints, but the NFL.
No shit. I know that. That's why I wasn't shocked he's going to make it. And eventually he'll
both
make it into the Hall of Fame.
Consecutive seasons of 75 or more points in a career.
I mean,
23 seasons.
I mean, look, he's probably the greatest place kicker in the history of the NFL.
Jason, he's had 22 seasons where he scored 90 or more points.
Okay, I don't know what scoring 90 or more points means. And to be honest,
for a kicker.
I don't know. What's the average? Exactly. Like, we don't know.
But
it
he's the most
good.
In the NFL.
Okay, look, I'm not denying his greatness.
That's above quarterbacks.
Look, I'm not denying his greatness, but don't bring up some random stat where we don't know the whole context of what the stat is. Like, okay, 13 straight years of 90 points. Okay, I don't know what that means. Like, who do you compare it to? Like, I don't know. Is it the most? That's fine. I'm not denying he's great, but just don't throw out a random
he's
stat
the oldest
like that.
Player. Well, that's the Falcons.
Look, you don't have to bring up all these random stats. Obviously, we know Morton Anderson is great. Eventually, he's going to make it in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a kicker.
He has scored over 1,000, or not over. He has scored.
Okay.
That.
You're going to bring up some random stats?
No, I'm giving you a score. He scored for the Saints 1,318 points in his career.
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Well, you just order a large Farva.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French. For give me some fucking cola before I break Boo's fucking lip.
All right, relax.
That doesn't mean it's not an important stat.
I'm not saying it's not important, but there's no comparison. There's no bar to know how good it actually is. You toss something out all you want. If you just toss out a number, okay, well, that's I don't know what's second and third place. Like, I don't know.
Well, all right. To your point, Jason, there's – it's tough, right? Points per whatever. Any long-term kicker will have more points scored.
If you look at the top point scorers in the NFL, a lot of them are going
to
be kickers.
Yeah, well, if you look at – all right, so let me just read off to you. The point leaders in the history of the NFL. One,
it's probably Morton Anderson,
three,
like Garrett.
Or five, six. George Blanda was a kicker, right? Elam, Casey, Norm
right.
Johnson,
so,
Akers,
so just,
Lowry.
Right. So we just wait. So you don't have to mention
the
number.
The top,
just say he was the highest points. You don't need to give me a number.
Right. Right. So like, so we know that kickers are always going to be the highest point scorers in the NFL, right?
The way they do, obviously they exclude quarterbacks. I don't know how that works.
All right, so
again, I don't know how the system works.
Well, it's not like fantasy where you get 4 points for passing touchdown.
Or even six. I mean, who knows?
So the point being is...
The point being he's... I don't need some stat to tell me Morton Anderson was great. I know he's the best kicker of all.
I agree, but it's but because he's being inducted into the Ring of Honor, it's worth noting that of all kickers, of all players...
Just say of all players, he is the highest
in the NFL,
that's
he's
fine.
The highest... scoring player, and he's
that's fine.
Ours, and he's ours.
That's well, he was also the Falcons.
Yeah,
he's also
he's ours.
He's also the Falcons' all-time leading scorer.
Ours,
too.
But if you listen to what he said about the Saints when he his Ring of Honor announcement, he's one of us. He's not.
Well,
the Falcons.
Look, I know he likes his time here more than Atlanta because who wouldn't? I mean, seriously, he only went to Atlanta for a paycheck and because we said
right.
We don't want you.
All right, so now it's time for so now it's time for look at him tweets. Oh, you're getting tired, folks. Okay.
I'm not getting tired. I get frustrated because you're a five and you went on for so long about Morton when all we need to know is he's the best kicker in NFL history. He's getting inducted into our Ring of Honor. He's getting in ahead of Bobby Hebert. We only have one Ring of Honor.
But is it not worth celebrating his accomplishments?
It is.
Part of that
what else? We already know he's the greatest kicker. He's even going to make it in the NFL.
Right, but you got to say it. You got to talk about it.
You do, but you don't give me some random point figure when I don't have a comparison.
Well, you do when his point figure is highest in the NFL, period.
Then just say highest in the NFL. You don't have to give me the number.
Oh, well, I disagree.
Yeah, the number, it's not like it's, oh, he had 65 home runs. Okay, well, I know what the home run record is because right. That's what stats are. I don't know the
Gave you the next highest, 2,500 points. The next highest is 2,400 points. 100 points more than the next highest.
That's the first time you said second place was 2,400.
Because you distracted.
Right, okay.
All right, it's time for look at the tweets.
It was a long time for look at them tweets. First off, is going to be saying happy birthday.
What?
Yeah, to Neil's daughter.
Happy birthday, Mr. Smithers.
So for look at him tweets, we got a lot of tweets tonight from Brazil and their following to cheer on the Saints for their first preseason game. I'm going to move forward to at Hungry Hoodat.
Is it Hungry Hoodat or Hungry Hoodat?
Hungry _ Hoodat.
Oh, okay.
And this first question is everyone sleeping on Edebali as far as replacing Junior's production?
I think some people have started to take notice of Edebali. He's looked okay in practice. Didn't do too much tonight. It's just one game, but he is obviously a candidate to get some pressure. He's improved, you know, a little bit from last year. So he's look, I haven't not taken notice. I think he makes the team.
All right. Next question is, what are your preferred barbecue setups on game day?
Huh.
I'll take this one first. One, it all depends on the game day. Now, a standard noon game, which we have here in New Orleans Central Time, right? Games at 12 o'clock. If I'm not going to the game, which is normal.
I mean, obviously, I think he's talking about non...
Yeah, okay.
Well,
so
but
I'm getting me a couple of Savoy's sausages to start off, and I'm looking for the mix, which is a mix between pork and beef. And I'm going to grill those as a bit of an appetizer with some Zatarain's spicy mustard to dip it in. From there, it's anybody's guess. I mean, if the kids are eating, then obviously there's hot dogs involved. It depends on the time of the season. Maybe I'll do a hamburgers. I'm not going to do the same thing 2 weeks in a row. So if I do some homemade hamburgers this week, I'm not doing that next week. Maybe next week I'm doing something else. Basically anything that involves meat on a grill is fair game for me. Jason?
Yeah, I don't have a particular preference. I do kind of mix it up. I'll do some sausage, or maybe I'll do...
But I do lead with that Savoie sausage. Like I start, no matter what I do lead with that Savoie sausage. The mix, not the pork or beef, but the mix.
Right. No, I mean, I usually grill something, but again, I mix it up. Sometimes I do hot dogs. Sometimes I do sausage. Might do a burger. If it's a night game, like maybe I'll get something and stick it in the smoker, like a brisket or a pork.
And that's where I was heading. Is yeah.
But it doesn't happen very often. Or maybe I'll do like a small pastelaya.
Yeah, if it's a night game, then yeah, I usually don't. It's funny you say that. The question is the grill setups, but yeah, if it's a noon or 3 o'clock game,
it's noon or 3 o'clock. I usually do something quick,
always a grill.
Or even if it's a 3 o'clock game, maybe I'll have some people over and I'll make some donkey bites.
And what's that? The listeners, how to make a donkey bite.
Now we're
a cooking show.
Back in the day, when for 30 seconds, Courtney thought we wanted to make it a video sports show, we actually recorded.
Oh yeah.
A video. The Dome Patrol video show, which I don't know where that video is.
I remember that.
But we actually did a little cooking section where I made donkey bites and I explained how donkey bites are made. And maybe one day we'll release that. Yeah. Probably not, because I don't know where the video is.
Tell us while I go to the bathroom.
So I'll get a steak. I'll open it up, put a little cream cheese, put a little sweet fire jalapeno in there. And I'll just wrap it in bacon and cook it in a little bite size. Portion. Now, sometimes if I'm a little frisky, I'll get a piece of shrimp and I'll do a little surf and turf. But for the most part, it's just the plain donkey bite. Trademarked, by the way, so don't you assholes steal it and make money off it. If you want to make it and serve it to your friends, I highly recommend it because it is very tasty. But sometimes I might do that, but there's really no preference. If I go to the game, if it's a noon game, what we have been doing has been going to Lucy's and get a breakfast, and then we'll leave at 10, and I'll kind of stop at a friend's tailgate, and I'll get a couple of drinks before going in. If it's a 3 o'clock game, I'll probably just sleep a little late and then just show up to the tailgate at about maybe 10 or 11. If it's a night game, then, I don't know. I just hang out at the house, and then I maybe go out at maybe 1 o'clock and just go to the tailgate and spend a couple hours and see whatever food they have, like we did with Nier and his brother at the Green Bay game last year.
Oh yeah, where they cooked all kind of shit. So yeah, I mean so I guess Hungry Hoodat. What the best question from that guy? It all depends on the game, right?
It all depends on your game, man.
Okay, so the next question comes from Be More Hoodat, which is Craig in Baltimore.
Oh yeah, Craig.
With the talk about the Saints' defense looking poor at camp, what are your impressions of first and second D in the game? I think we kind of covered that, so should we skip it?
I mean, unfortunately, I was going into the game, I was so ready to have a comment about all the fucking negativity that's been going around lately. And why it's been wrong and why it's just a lot of – it's not so much that they're bad, it's so much that there's a lot of unknowns this year. But after tonight wasn't as encouraging as I was hoping it would be. But again, it's only one preseason game. It's not time to panic, but we really need to see some improvement over the next two games.
Yeah.
Look, if after the third game this kind of stuff still happens, I will be in panic mode.
All right, so Craig's next question was: who was your most impressive player on defense? I mean, I guess the guy who lined up right?
Yeah, I mean, there really wasn't. I mean, we didn't get any sacks. Damian Swan had a pick. Terrence Frederick had a pick. I guess Stephon Anthony played a lot. I mean, there's not much else you can say about the defense after tonight. You really can't.
So then Craig asks, I know it's just preseason, but how upset were you when Drew did not come out on the first team offense?
Not that upset.
All right. His next question, if I can make it to the Falcons Thursday night game, will the Donkeys meet me before the game, or are they scared?
I'm not scared. When is that Falcons game?
Let's take a look at the schedule.
I'm just trying to figure out, because I hate, like, I work downtown, but during the week when games are there, it's kind of a mess.
All right, hang on. The Falcons, Thursday night, October 15th.
Okay, so, all right.
Hang on. Let me see if I can make it.
Hold on. So I actually should be, if I'm in the office that day, I can probably leave at 4 o'clock and can probably meet him at 4:30, wherever he happens to be.
Well, what?
I think he goes to Handsome Willie's. I think that might be his
spot. Well, I think if you told him where to fucking meet you, since he's the one who's desperate to meet you, you think he can make it?
Well, I would accommodate him. I'm not an asshole. If he's got a spot in mind, I could probably meet him.
Let me put this out to you, Craig.
I'll put it this way. I could probably meet you that Thursday.
I'm going to put it out to you, Craig. Why don't you DM us on Twitter? Let me know what you're doing about tickets. And if I can make it to the game, then you and I will even sit together.
Oh!
That's right. I'm throwing the gauntlet down.
Wow. Craig, are you sure you want to sit by this moron during the whole game? He'll be like, who the fuck is this idiot?
All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's from Baltimore.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. But
I'm looking at the, I might actually be able to finagle going to that game. If,
I mean, it all depends on where, like, if I'm working in New Orleans, it will be easier
for
me.
What a great thing for Craig to be able to go to a game with a Dome Patrol podcast.com member.
Well, I met him at a game last season.
Right, but this is going to a game with one.
Okay, well,
like,
Craig,
literally high-fiving one of us.
Craig, you're going to a game with Jeff. I feel sorry for you. Just letting you know. Although, I don't know. You know what? It's probably worse. I don't know. I don't know if it's worse to go with Jeff or to go with Damon, because Damon might have a spot, too.
Yeah.
Although,
now, if Damon's got a spot, Craig, you're on your own. I'm going to go sit with Damon.
But I was going to say, like Damon's seats are more comfy, so you may want to try to sit with Damon
instead. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go with Damon.
Well, Damon may choose to sit with Craig instead of you.
Right.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and say definitely that Damon would choose Craig over you.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
All right. So the next tweet comes from Dad to Twins 09. He says, glad to see the defense hasn't lost its touch. Hashtag always blows it in the end.
Oh, or in the beginning.
Craig then comes back and says, let's stop with all these stupid-ass fucking blitzes on fourth down. If it worked before, it should work on fourth as well. Well, wait, that doesn't make sense. Hold on. Let's stop.
That's okay. Our defense didn't make sense either.
Yeah. All right, then Wheels comes in with, oh, my God, everything sucks. Blow it up. Trade, release everyone. Wait, it's preseason? Oh, they looked fine. Hashtag.
I like that.
That is pretty much our whole. That sums up our emotional tonight.
Right. As bad as it is, I can't panic yet. I'm a fucking fan. I'm still fucking optimistic. They're going to figure it out.
I hope so.
They have to. I can't go through another 7-win season. I'm not ready for that.
All right, so our next segment is...
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Apparently Jimmy Buffett attended practice this week, and...
The whole practice smelled like weed?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, I did see you tweet something earlier about...
Well, I was replying to Ralph, actually.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett attended practice.
maybe that's the reason why we sucked this week. We were all thinking we were fucking parrotheads. Like, yeah, everything's great. Huh? Changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes, blah, blah. I'm drinking a fucking boat drink, you bitch.
In Margaritaville.
Right. No, I mean, look.
Hey, we're not playing against the Miami Dolphins. Fins to the left, fins to the right.
I mean, look, I'm going to the beach in 2 weeks, so I'll be playing a lot of Jimmy Buffett.
There you go. All right, so final thoughts?
God, it sucks because I was so ready to do a final thought about not overreacting to how bad we were. And I'm still not going to overreact to how bad we were. But shout out to Team Rizzuto for winning our softball championship this week. We had a fantastic team, had a lot of fun. Just a bunch of good guys. We were the best team at the end of the year, and we actually won the finals, so that was nice. My second final thought would be Pelican schedule came out. The NBA, you know, overall the NBA schedule came out yesterday, and Pelicans have 13 nationally televised games on TNT and ESPN with another eight on NBA TV. We got a game opening night at the Warriors. We got Christmas Day. We got a New Year's Eve game against the Clippers. We got MLK Day on national TV. So
are those home?
No, not all of them are home. But we look. We're obviously Davis is getting a lot of attention, because, as he should. He's one of the better players in the league. So it's. I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to analyze the fucking schedule and just be like, oh well, we have this, we have that, whatever. But it's nice to see us get more exposure going forward, and I hope we have a good team. And let's hope to God the Saints can fix the issues that we've had.
Yeah.
And, you know, True Detective wasn't as bad as people say. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
All right, well, I haven't watched a single one of them, so.
Well, everybody.
I'll queue it up after I finish Daredevil, finally.
Well, Daredevil was better than True Detective.
So. Oh.
Oh, yeah, Daredevil was definitely better.
And I'm just glad that I spaced Daredevil out now. Because
even I spaced it out, but I've been the
one. No, I really spaced it out.
Right, clearly. You should turn it into if you're ready to watch.
Well,
Netflix,
I'm going to say HBO wise, I think The Brink is fantastic. I think everybody should watch that. If you don't, I also think Ballers is good.
Yeah, Ballers is all right.
All right, whatever. It's a fun romp.
I know, right? It's fun. It's kind of like empty calories.
Yeah, not everything has got to be.
It's not super cereal, you guys.
All right, so that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkey.
Bye-bye, Damon Donkeys.
Good night, Good Night Nation. Every time they win, now everybody's screaming, who that? They know they're gonna boogie again. Because the New Orleans Saints are winners. Now everybody sang along. Oh, when the Saints go marching in, oh, when the Saints.